What up, people? Today, we've got a special treat for you because we've got a biscuits and tea episode right now because it's Thursday and this is an ASMR podcast now. I'm just kidding. It's not. ASMR is weird. That whole community, you guys, you're weird. It's fine because I'm insane. I'm not saying I'm normal and you're weird. No, I'm weird. You're just weird in a different way. Also, I went to an ASMR art exhibit or museum. I don't know what to call it. It's weird. Entertaining, but weird. So for those of you guys who don't know Biscuits and Tea, that is with Professor B. Millie, which all of you guys should know, and Tyler Back, GK Golarami. And we talk about literally everything. So it's really fun to watch three idiots try and figure out the world and figure out questions that we really should not be trying to figure out. So along the way, we've actually also had really, really amazing guests, and we have some more planned. That is the whole idea. So if you enjoy this podcast, then you will enjoy Biscuits and Tea because it's madness. So check that out on the 11th Commandment YouTube channel. Shout out to Rode for sponsoring this podcast, and we will see you guys tomorrow with the big man himself, Jimmy Conrad. All right, later. Subscribe to the YouTube channel if you're not. Okay, later.
Biscuits and Tea.
34. Period.
99.
Welcome back, guys. A little bit of beatboxing. Tyler seemed to be really into that. B's got a nice, nice cup of tea? Coffee tea?
Yeah, it's a new brand called Coffee Tea. And it's a nice mix blend between black tea leaves and coffee. And it's sponsored by Golarami.
Sponsored by Golarami and Rode. We just want to give a big shout out to Rode. Honestly, you guys' mics have saved us in times of danger. I sleep with a mic on. I sometimes go to the bathroom with a mic. I do a lot of things with Rode mics because they're that good, and we just want to thank you guys for sponsoring Biscuits and Tea and the Way of Will John and Golarami. Basically everything we do.
Yep. We've been using Rode mics since NAMM. You know, back in the day we came across
them. Carry the one.
It's been outstanding, really. I don't really know what these are, definitely not Rode. But, you know.
But this is. Yeah, this is Rode.
That is.
Right here.
That is.
Yeah. And you guys can tell the difference. You can tell. Tyler, you want to go ahead and join the podcast anytime here soon?
Yeah, I want you to just brief us on where you're at in life. You know, what are you doing? Where are you at right now? What is going on? I think he just joins the podcast and everyone's just like, yeah, Tyler's there. But, like, what really is Tyler up to?
So I'm worried I might have become a Croatian Karen.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, it's
I need a definition.
You know what Karen is?
I properly stay out of all lexicon. Biscuits and Tea, as you guys know, is the news for me. Yep. So
Karen,
go ahead and explain this.
You want to go ahead?
I don't even know the best way to explain.
Okay, I can explain Karen.
Pull it up on the internet. We got Paulus here. Shout out to Paulus, the editor, real quick. Just to, give him something to throw
up. I have the perfect thing to show you regarding what Karen is. But I don't know if you're going to be able to see it because it's a private Instagram account. So that's one issue that we're going to run into here, guys.
These people with these private Instagram accounts.
I'll look up, see if there's an Urban Dictionary definition.
Is this going to be one of the ones that's...
Karen is the type, it's a woman. It's a specific woman who walks into your local Applebee's. And Karen, she sits down and she's with her family. And Karen orders mozzarella sticks. And when she orders mozzarella sticks, she's in a very good mood. She's very happy. And 15 minutes go by, right? It's really busy at Applebee's. It's a Saturday. They got the $5 off margaritas. They got the, whatever it is. It's very busy. We got a lot of people in Applebee's. Karen wants her mozzarella sticks, though. and Karen has not gotten her mozzarella sticks. Manager, please. Management, I need to speak to the manager of the Applebee's because my mozzarella sticks have not arrived yet, and I need my mozzarella sticks. I ordered them 10 minutes ago. It's been 15 minutes. She freaks out on the manager, and she loses her mind. And basically, there's this like craze of internet videos. Why did I say that? There's all these videos that are coming out of women across the United States that are just losing their mind about wearing face masks, losing their mind about, you know, not getting a discount or coupon code or having to stand. It's just these middle-aged women with a short bob haircut, and they just lose their mind on management.
Is there a Karen Zero? Oh, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead. Tell. Yeah, I won't.
The definition on Urban Dictionary is the stereotypical name associated with rude, obnoxious, insufferable middle-aged white woman.
Okay, so I would like to ask, just out of the question, and save that if you can, throw that, you know, for Paulus. Is there a Karen Zero, like a patient zero? Is there like a Karen?
There definitely was.
From Poland, and she was like Karen 0.0, and she just like she went to Applebee's, and then she got known at Applebee's. They kicked her out. She started going to Chili's. They kicked her out of Chili's, and like it's just like Karen cannot not freak out.
Yeah, Karen was
is that
developed.
What happened?
Karen was developed in the late 90s, early 2000s, when all these women started cutting their hair in this like bob, really short haircut. I remember that. It's that. And it's like, I think it may have developed in Johnson County, Kansas. I'm pretty sure.
There's definitely a part of Johnson County like that. Yeah.
So, but they always existed, but then they just finally found their own little classification in the animal kingdom.
There's a university for it now. Go ahead and click on that link in the Skype. It's Karen University. Oh. It's one of the funniest things I've ever seen in my entire life on the
internet. You're joking.
It is hilarious, dude.
Oh, this is a YouTube clip.
It's a TikTok video. It's so funny, dude.
Oh, it's a TikTok video. Karen University. I'm going to play this. Oh shit. That's funny.
So funny, dude. That got posted by that Puberty, I think that's what it's called, that Instagram page, and it's private, but like
yeah, I know.
So
it.
Many views, dude. It's so that video is hilarious.
I'm gonna hope to dear God that you guys can still hear me well.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Does it sound like it's coming through the mic? This is Biscuits and Tea. We're a quality program.
Yep,
you're tapping on the mic. I can hear it.
All right, good.
So, B, that actually is funny you mentioned the face mask because that's where my story revolves around is not wearing a face mask.
Losing their shit about it. They're losing their mind about wearing a face mask.
Yeah, go ahead, Tyler. I know. And Tyler's got a – we need to establish first off. You said Croatia. I know a lot of people – we've got a heavy American fan base here on Biscuits and Tea. And we know this because we have statistics. Don't know how many people could point out Croatia on a map. And
my little
Paulo, make sure you throw that in there. Yeah, no, I don't know how many people can point out Croatia on a map. And I don't even know before moving there, you know, 10 years ago, if I would have been able to. It's not a big country, you know.
It's a distinct looking country, though.
It's a very distinct looking country. Basically, there's a part of Europe that is kind of like heaven in the south there. In that Mediterranean, it's one of the two places. When you start heading south, you get to Spain and you got the islands down there. You go to the south of France, you get in the south of Italy, you got Greece and, you know, you got Turkey. And all those places, they got like this just perfect zone where everything is great.
It is. It's kind of a mix of like the West Coast and then the South of the U.S. It'd be like, or not even. Not.
I don't know.
I don't know what it'd be. That. I don't even know what it'd be.
I don't. It's not Florida. It's not New York like.
It almost be like if you took what if you like took like Canada and you put Canada's geography down and then you put a nice coast on it? I don't know what.
Like Vancouver?
Closer to the West Coast.
Closer, yeah, like towards Pacific Northwest. Not exactly.
But it's not green. It's not super green. It's rocky.
Canada's green.
Yeah. Parts of it is. I was surprised how green Croatia was driving down to the coast, though. That was almost like kind of the Appalachian Mountains, except bigger.
Is everything in Croatia just like rock and limestone?
On the coast.
On the coast, yeah.
On the coast, man. Yeah, you got a lot of rock. You got that rock sand at the beach. They do have sandy beaches also, but they're rare. Yeah,
there?
I wish. There were dinosaurs there.
Like, no, like, could you dig up dinosaurs out of the ground in Croatia?
I knew what you meant. I mean, I actually did want there to actually be dinosaurs there now because vacation time. But I think I don't know. Did dinosaurs? I feel like dinosaurs were just an American thing. Like, that's an American pastime.
Yeah.
Like, no one else.
Dinosaurs were everywhere because it was Pangea. So it was all connected.
Well, first off, you know I'm joking. Second off, we know that dinosaurs were definitely everywhere. There may have been places where dinosaurs were not.
Trump said dinosaurs were only in America. So,
well, then that's true.
Yeah.
Jesus, Trump, Buddha.
I do know Jesus Gandhi? Christ was born in Olathe, Kansas.
That is true. Speaking of which, we got our top 10 Europeans saying American words, and Olathe, not one person was able to say that.
America don't say Olathe right. People, it is the hardest city name for anybody in anywhere to say, even if you live in Missouri and you've never heard of Olathe for some reason. I don't know why you wouldn't have, but they'll say Olathe every time.
I would assume most people from Olathe also can't say it because they just repress it from their memory of ever having actually being there.
Oh, yeah, God. That is just I can't wait till he goes there. I can't wait till he goes there. It's gonna suck. It's gonna suck for you liking what is basically heaven on earth.
Love it here.
It's just suburban Kansas.
I could see it. It's probably a place where I'd visit for a week, and then that'd be enough for
I'm sure
for the year.
It's the greatest place in the world. You have Olathe, Overland Park. You have Leawood, and you got downtown KC, Westport, Plaza. You have no idea.
Fucking money. Tyler, they're rich though. They got their cash. Like you got the cash, obviously, that you've, you know, raped, pillaged, and plundered from years of fucking ridiculousness. But ours is hard earned. Like we grow our crops.
We started
started White Castle.
Where did all that land come from?
Didn't come from you guys.
It came from someone else.
Well, yeah, but I mean, clearly, it's not our fault. It's not our fault. You guys started that up there with the colonies there.
Yeah.
That's not us. It took a long time before people started venturing out towards Kansas. They're like, enough of this. Enough smallpox. Enough fake Thanksgivings. Let's move out to the heart of America.
Yeah.
The actual center of the U.S. is in Kansas.
We've already been over this. Kansas was full of quitters. It was everyone trying to make it to the West Coast, and they're like, you know what? This is too hard. We're going to take the easy way out. This doesn't look like the best place to live, but whatever. We'll just settle here.
I will agree with that. The only problem is that if we're quitters, you guys didn't even start.
I'm sorry. We didn't start. We started by crossing the Atlantic Ocean into uncharted territories.
You guys are settlers.
Same people.
Virginia, Jamestown was the first settlement in the U.S. That's in Virginia. We were the original explorers. You guys just waited until everything was comfortable. You can bring over all your little supplies, and then you got it a little mapped out by Lewis and Clark.
Exactly how your expedition started. You took some stuff from England, bankrolled by the biggest world power at the time. You came over on a boat. You stopped there, and you're like, this is good. We're good. Just keep sending those checks. And then some people were like, well, I don't want that anymore. I want to go further away from that. And they went out there. Those people who had it perfect, those are your real heroes, Tyler. Not your Jane. You're just sitting there.
And then
queen, just sending you money.
Yeah. Everything that is great about America started in Kansas. Let me explain 100%. This to you. White Castle started in Wichita. Boom. P.F. Chang's started in Wichita. Whew. Pizza Hut started in Wichita.
Boom.
Those are all like very average in their categories.
Top that. It's $1 billion
company. Pizza Hut's one of the worst pizza chains.
Pizza Hut made $1 billion. Don't tell me it does. Yeah. $1 billion.
Yeah.
Off
yeah.
pizza. Yeah. Dude.
Pizza. Off pizza.
They sell dude, White Castle so much pizza that they make billions of dollars.
Dude, White Castle is disgusting. Horrible. How did they make $1 billion? Okay? These are your thinkers, Tyler. These
it's because they're selling it to people in Kansas.
That just doesn't make
is very popular on the coast.
They're selling it to people in Kansas.
They
could you imagine
you guys will buy anything. You're either
built
gonna
a terrible company and terrible food, and they built them on the coast and then sold it to all the idiots on the coast.
Yeah. We'll try it. We're open out here on the coast, bro. Surf. It's fucking what we got going on out here, man. Awesome.
I think you guys overestimate White Castle's actual reach.
That's just one of them. That's just
White Castle. I've literally seen one White Castle in my entire life.
You ever had those lettuce wraps, Tyler?
From where?
P.F. Chang's.
World renowned.
I've never eaten at P.F. Chang's.
Oh.
We'll make a little tour for you. We'll get a little. What do we got going on? Okay, first off, COVID update, USA. Can we get that really quick?
It's not going good. It's really not going well. Yeah, we got like new highs, like more cases than April in Missouri.
What?
In Kansas. Yeah.
What?
Yeah, it's bad. It's really bad.
So it's going backwards.
It's getting worse. And then people here are like, oh, it's open up, man. So let's just go out and party, bro. Like, we don't need to follow those phase one, phase 2.2. Nah, man, right back at it. And they're just out there. Everyone's just drinking after each other, talking, spitting on each other's faces. And we have not even a second wave. I don't even know if you call it a second wave. It's like the actual time that it's going to be worse than everything that was going on previously.
So did the dip happen successfully? Yeah. Like, was there a dip? So it's kind
did
of a second
or
wave.
Did it plateau?
I feel like it just plateaued.
We don't have enough data to really.
Do we not?
I don't know. Do we?
Pull that up. Tyler?
How does statistics?
Yeah, I'll look up. I know Croatia. We just had a terrible day.
Yeah, I know, because it's weird. Obviously, being in Sweden, Sweden was like, as we said, and we talked about this. I don't know if we talked about this on the podcast or not. Sweden was just like COVID, and they just straight looked at COVID and just bitch slapped COVID right in the face, and we're like, we're not going inside.
So and, when you go out, do you wear a face mask?
Listen to me right now, P. I have been here basically this entire year. There has not been a single ounce of change in life here other than everybody left. So all the tourists left. Uh-huh. Everybody disappeared. And there is less people out, especially starting in March. The restaurants did not close. Gyms did not close. Less people were out. They instituted social distancing. Everybody kept their distance, stuff like that. Everything else went on as normal. That's it. I mean, no football for that time period, but everything else went as normal. Nothing, B. No face masks, no rules, restrictions. You can go out whenever you want. I don't have the same COVID story that you guys have. Like, I will remember this. We'll be talking to people in like 40 years being like, and when COVID was crazy, I'll be like, sorry, like I saw it, but it's just not happening, B. There's no face mask rule. There's none of that. So I don't know what's going on. And like Tyler will tell his story about face mask and stuff. But
no, yeah. Before Tyler goes into that, yeah, I mean, Kansas City yesterday mandated you have to wear face masks.
Everywhere outside.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow. That's not America. Like people don't like that.
Oh, no.
No, I don't like
no,
that.
No, no, no.
So no, it's pretty bizarre, man. It's definitely not. I don't know if, like, I need to understand more about, like, the attitude of the Swedish and, like, are they actually doing social distancing? Are they following rules? Are they washing their hands? Like, what is the thing that's making it not get so bad? Like, why America is so bad?
It
like,
is bad.
A doctor needs to come. I want to have a doctor talk about it.
Exactly.
No, they just don't care.
Well, that's the thing. You say they don't care. They do care, but they don't care enough for it to stop their lives. And obviously, there are and were some people, mainly older. There's, you know, from what I understand, mainly older, and we do need to get these doctors on, that were dying, that they could have possibly prevented by trying to completely curtail everything like many of these countries did, by just everybody's shut down, everybody inside, nothing, yeah, you know? Yeah. But by and large, it's going to be hard to have a second wave when there's no, like, there's not going to be lockdown here. It wouldn't make sense. You're going to lock down what? And so the thing is that, like they always thought in the long run, is because there was lockdown there where you're at, that happened, they opened back up, and what's happening in these other countries, in Croatia, they're it's going up again. They were in lockdown and now they're out mingling and it's just going up again. So
it's not from us mingling, it's from the tourists. Everyone was mingling like for the past month.
Go back inside, and you're after a year you won't have a country to live in. You won't have anything. You won't have anything left. Croatia's economy is built on tourism. That whole coast is one of the most gorgeous places on earth. Everybody knows it, and everybody goes there. And this is the time when that happens. They need to make money because they need to eat food. And, like, you can shut down, and it will keep people safe, but there's going to be a time after COVID. So we got to figure something out. Get together, get smart, and let's fucking figure it out, you know?
Yeah.
So,
I mean, it's crazy. Arizona and Texas and Florida, like, they're just getting hit. Like,
really?
Hard. Like, and it's the funny thing is they're like, well, New York got hit. And we're like, New York got hit, and they didn't even know what they were getting hit with. They didn't even know what was happening, dude. It just happened, like, in 3 days, the whole city fell apart. And
right.
Arizona and Florida and Texas literally tried to do what Sweden did, was look it in the face and say, we're not scared of you, bitch. And mm-hmm. they walked right into it, and they're getting smoked.
Oh, no.
Absolutely smoked. I think they're having to shut down again. Like, they're actually shutting down.
Wow.
We got people at K-State, which is the university here. Whole football team has it.
Wow.
All students are getting it already. So people are getting back, like athletes, onto campuses to start playing. They're flying in from multiple different cities, maybe from overseas, going to campus, and then they're all getting it. And then they have to shut down. It's pointless, dude. Like, it makes no sense.
Yeah. Yeah. Shit. Did I see it correctly? Did a state close? Did New York State, like, close? I thought I saw a headline. I didn't click on it.
No, there's no way it's ever going to be enforced. They want anyone coming in to quarantine themselves for 2 weeks.
No one's doing that.
I don't know what the point of even setting that up is. Like, how are you going to enforce that?
Yeah, corporations are kind of following that because I think there's liabilities. Like, if they do have someone fly in for business and then that person passes it to someone and they die, like, they didn't follow the protocol. So the company is held liable for that. I'm not 100% sure on that. I'm not a lawyer. But people who are traveling and it's just like, wear a face mask when you go out. Well, you have to do quarantine for 2 weeks. Well, I'm not going to pay for a hotel when I travel to a city for 14 days and then start my vacation. So your people are just going and starting their, you know, whatever.
Yeah, I get it. That sucks.
I mean, I want to go to LA. I want to go to New York. I want to go to Chicago. I don't want to be in Kansas City 100% of the time. Who wants to be in the same city every single day? I'm not traveling right now because I don't want to hurt anybody or cause any things to get worse. Like, I just want to wait for a little while, hold still, chill, and then we can get back to it. But it's not safe right now.
Are these people dying? I need to understand. Are these people, like, K-State football team all gets it. Are they dying? Like, who's dying? That's what I mean. And I don't mean that like in an insensitive way. I want to know who's dying. That's an important thing.
Like, there's, is it the, if they have family older parents members. Or grandparents, family members is probably who would get hit.
I don't know. Okay, but I'm not asking potentially, hypothetically. I mean, who's dying from COVID right now in the world, and who is dying at the biggest and most rate? I get that obese people may be people with diabetes, older people with underlying conditions. That's all the stuff that I've heard. I don't know if any of that's true. I just want to know, if the team catches COVID, is one out of my teammates going to die? Like, that's a legit question because we're all really scared. And
yeah.
No, I think, like, we'd be fine. But it does, there are people who, it can like decrease your lung capacity, your breathing, a bunch of like long term. Like it can it can mess up a bunch of long term stuff, or especially if you're an athlete and all of a sudden you have 20% less,
like your lungs are just. I just don't know how much we can put stock into the. You might or you can't. Like that's what Will's trying to say here. Like, hey, what are the chances? And like that's the only way you can deal with these situations, with the scale of how big the world is and stuff. Like you can't decide what to do based on, you know, one.
I
know,
it's also though everyone's so concerned about just the. Death, like if you die, like the worst result, like it's not a good disease, like you'll be, you're just fucked up for like,
but is weeks. It we don't I feel like we don't have, okay, you're fucked up for weeks, but like you said, there's possibility of some, you know, your lungs possibly not functioning in the same way, but is that confirmed? It's a new,
well, it's no, that's new. The problem, it's a new disease. We don't know the long-term effects of it. That's like a huge issue.
It could be, I mean, you've had the flu. I've had the flu. You've had the flu. I've had the flu. The flu is also deadly. We now live with the flu. We now live with it, you know? And so the flu is just a part of your life. There's a second wave every freaking year. It comes and it's there. And we don't talk about the long-term issues of catching the flu once and what it's going to do to you when you're 40.
I don't think there really is anything. I think people would...
Is there a thing for COVID? I want some real answers. This is why we need the doctor on. I too much hearsay. It's once again, I'm back at the things. It's just like the Epstein case. Yeah. I don't care. Wait till the end is there. And then I just need to know what's up. You know, what's the world death count at also? I mean, it's still valid. And I know the problem is also people are saying that they're reporting deaths that aren't COVID deaths. Like if a car accident happens and that person also tests positive for COVID, it's marked as a death.
So
for COVID.
The reported deaths are 500,000.
That's a lot of people.
So I think in America, yeah, the CDC, yeah, so it looks like 109.
So that's 500,000 with China saying they've only had like 2,000 deaths.
Yeah, which is so a lie.
So yeah. It's...
Yeah, maybe.
Six. I mean, it's maybe it's a million. Like, honestly,
I mean, yeah, let's say it's somewhere, it's pretty bad, but yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I honestly, this is going to be one of the weirdest times to look back on.
Yeah, it really will be. Cause I think a lot of it was avoidable, obviously, with better management of the situation, better crisis management, especially the US side. But I think the interesting thing with the US is that every state has their own decisions to make, and there isn't a you know, like every other general country consensus. they make their guidelines and they follow those guidelines. We're the only country that has all these little territories that do whatever they want, and then you take that and then include travel, so you have Kansas over here, Missouri over here, two different sets of rules and laws. It doesn't work. Everyone has to be on the same system, same plan for this kind of thing. You can't just free for all.
The other big issue in the U.S. is it became politicized. Oh, like wearing a mask is a political statement, which is just one of the dumbest things ever. Like that's really what you're going to try to make your political statement of having to wear a mask or not? Like, just
so I didn't click on that headline too. I saw that exact headline, literally what you just said. How did the face mask become politicized? I didn't click on it because I didn't want to know, because it sounded like I told you guys about the guy that I saw cut out his, and I don't understand the message. He cut out the mouth and still wore the mask. I don't know what he's saying. So as a person from the outside who doesn't really know what he's trying to represent, is that a screw you to
it's the
Trump? Who's
no, it? No, it's the conservative. The it's liberals? A screw you to the liberals. It's the liberals? The conservatives saying that it's infringing on their freedoms is wearing a mask. That's like,
and the liberals are saying what?
That you should wear a mask because it's what the doctors are saying you should do.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
There was this video. It's horrible. And it's like a town hall meeting. And these people from Texas walk to the mic and they're like, Jesus Christ allowed me to be able to breathe out carbon dioxide or monoxide or what is it that you fucking breathe out? And then he's like, and Jesus Christ allowed me to be able to live and breathe. And I can't have this mask. You're breathing in all the toxic chemicals, you're breathing out. And it's just like, wait a second. What are you?
What are they talking about?
She's talking about. She's mentioning that like God didn't make people to wear masks. Like we weren't intended to wear masks or something. It's like, okay, yeah. You're not intended to get chemotherapy either. People still do it. Like,
yeah, you get radiation. You're right. Definitely not supposed to have that.
So it sounds like a religious thing too.
We weren't prepared to be on a ventilator. Like it's
Has it become a religious thing though? I mean, it's because I know politics now in the U.S. is religion too. But yeah, like, yeah. What's the? There Trump. Was that guy who it's said, Trump. Right? I get it, but Trump's not religious. Also, part of like,
but how they is think this? He is.
Do these people really believe that this dude with the whole porn star thing, with the this and everything he's ever done and said, what religion is he following? Supposedly.
Evangelical Christian, yeah.
Is he like? Does he say that? Is that part of his
thing?
Like,
that's why. That's why he had all the protesters on the DC lawn shot with rubber bullets and pepper balls, so he could go get his little photo op with his Bible that he held upside down in front, and then they all just eat it up.
The church is like, yeah, we did not say we wanted him there. He was not welcome to do that. He's using our church as a political tool, and it's disgusting. And like, so you have like key leaders, obviously, that are. Standing against, but there's also still just a group of people that are like, oh, well, I mean, that's where the money is, and that's where the money's going to be coming from, so let me just make sure I keep supporting this party. And
yeah. Speaking of religion, not to change, it's not far off a chance, it is religion, but like, do you guys know, is it not weird to think that we have a religion now, we're talking about Catholicism mainly, that had an army? These people were rulers of Europe and the earth, and they were able to send their armies out to play. Like, could you imagine going down to your church just being like, I don't really like Muhammad down there. I don't like him. And the priest being like, yeah, you know what? Let me call a couple generals, and they're going to send an army to go slaughter everyone in that area and bring back jewels and go take the land. What was going on?
I just saw a small YouTube clip from some movie that was just showing like the crusader showing up to some city. Oh my God. Dude. It's just waves of these guys on horses with these crazy flags, with just people walking around with these like gold helmets, like just out of control. Cars.
Yeah, it was nuts. What a crazy time. They were out there and they said, God said that we were supposed to have that land, that you're not supposed to have that land. So
that's convenient.
Guess what? We're going to send people. And the Vatican. You guys know the Vatican has a library. It's one of the biggest libraries in the world. It holds some of your best thinkers and humanity's best kept secrets, knowledge, all this stuff. You can't get in there. You can't go in. It's theirs. They've decided it's ours. It's our knowledge. It's ours. You can't have any of it. And if you want to get in, you can write. And then in order for you to read the book, someone has to monitor you. You have to tell them what specifically you want to read. All this they have. This is why we need a producer here, because if we pulled up the list of things that are in this library, it will blow your mind. You go, so wait a second. How come we all don't just have this? Like, we need to start there. Where's a storm Area 51? Right here on Biscuits and Tea. Storm the Vatican. Okay.
Storm the Vatican. Someone's gonna show up at our front door. Like, you said on BNT that you're gonna start storming the Vatican, and we want to make sure that you're not gonna do that.
Yeah, you get a call. Make sure you're not actually gonna do that.
How much easier do you think it'd be to storm the Vatican than Area 51?
Well, I don't think it would be very easy. They have their own police force.
With what?
They have their own. The Vatican's dude. Just because they don't have an army like they do now, dude, the Vatican is so wealthy. They are so rich and so powerful. It's no different than than everybody living in your city right there, where they look like, hey, Bob, hey, Sherry. And like Sherry goes down to work and like she has the nuclear, she flies a drone. Like these people, the Vatican, you've got to see some shit on that. And it's not, once again, it may be conspiracy, but it's not, obviously. We know who these people are. Incredibly wealthy, incredibly powerful within. People would go missing, just like you've heard of all the pedophile cases that happened throughout the U.S. and stuff like that. There's some famous cases of kids and young girls disappearing in the Vatican. And yeah, we don't talk about it. And we know something happened and they just cover it up and poof. What are you going to do? Which is really the question. What are you going to do? You going to send a crusade against the Vatican?
Yeah. You'll burn in hell if you do that, right?
Oh, wait, yeah. There's like some weird guy in a speakerphone outside.
Yeah, we can hear it. Welcome to Croatia, folks. This is Biscuits and Tea. We got.
Is there anything more rude, like, than doing that? Just what's having that? Your speakerphone on out in public and just talking, and then there's other people around you, and you're just yelling into your phone, and someone's yelling back at you on speaker.
I can give you one more thing that I think is. It's probably. I don't know if it's more rude, but I think it's just as rude. I think all of you bikers, motorcycle enthusiasts. Now, here's the thing. I'm all for fast speed. Like, I'm all for it. Go out to the racetracks, go out to the middle of nowhere, drive a million miles an hour. We all know you can drive super fast in a straight line and nothing's going to happen to you. Like, it's just a fact. When you drive through my residential neighborhood with your muffler or whatever at a what B, how rude is this? There's nothing more.
I'm like 10:45 at night, 11 o'clock exactly. At night. It literally happened last night, dude. I live in suburban Kansas. You know, like, yeah. It's on the edge of being country, like literally where I live right. In Lenexa. But every night, without fail, there's some idiot and some little Mazda with a giant muffler that just goes as fast as he can through this neighborhood. And we're just like, well, hope he's having a good time. You know, at least I hope he's
exactly. What is that? You can't. But the thing is, and I don't know. This is once again like the parrot, like having a parrot on your shoulder when you go.
Hold dude, on a bring second. Him on the show. This. Put him on the show.
Can you guys hear this shit?
It's so yeah. Loud.
Can you understand what they're saying?
I can't hear it well enough.
It's like a dude he's driving around in just an unmarked white van with just speaker.
You're going to kill everyone. This neighborhood is not going to survive.
I guarantee I'm going to get in trouble again. I'm, yeah. you just said you can't go outside. If you go outside, you're going to be arrested. I'm going to step outside. I'm going to get arrested. Yeah.
Exactly. You can't understand
if you stand outside, you will be shot with rubber bullets.
Exactly. You guys saw that clip of that mom, right? That stepped out of her.
Yeah, yeah.
That is the scariest thing I've ever seen. I couldn't, like, it looks like out of a movie.
Light him up.
She's literally. Light him up. Light him up. What?
What? Dude, they're in
the house. I don't know what she looks like.
Kids.
Like,
women.
What if we're in the wrong? Like, what if she was actually like one of these like super from the south? Like, she's holding an AK. We just can't see her. She got a rocket launcher. Yeah. She's like getting ready. He's like, light him up, light her up. And she's like, oh.
Yeah, YouTube.
I don't know.
Joking. Yeah.
But what I was going to say, B, about the motorcycle dude or the car, whoever it is that decides to drive their whatever at 10 o'clock at night through a residential area. There's no other. You can't do that with anything else. All right, let's get the three of us together. I'll give you a drum set. Tyler, I'll give you a trombone. All right. And I will take a glass sheet and let's just walk down the street and just bang on it for like 10 minutes. And just walk down the street. We're going to get arrested. Yeah. All of us. We're all going to jail.
Yep.
We're all going to jail. But if you get on a motorcycle or in a car and just go, like, and just scream down my street, it's okay. It's not okay, dude.
You can get tickets for it.
Yeah.
But who's giving them these tickets, dude? No one's doing it.
That's like, no, car. I mean, no one is.
I don't like it.
For that muffler, bro. You going to give me a ticket?
Nah, dude.
I mean, the worst case of that ever was in Rovaniemi.
Yeah, those were dirt bikes.
I had glass. I had glass on my windowsill. On my windows. This person was parked maybe 50 yards away from McDonald's. It was so loud that it shook the glass off my windowsill and broke it. Our windows would be shaking from this one dude.
It's so bad. Just, Have you guys seen that South Park episode where they make fun of the people who do that stuff?
I think so. Yeah, yeah. Yes.
Like, you know, obviously I don't even know. I don't even know if I want to say it. Like,
I don't think you can say it.
Yeah, can you even say the?
I don't.
You can't say what the whole episode's even based around.
Not fuck, but the actual bad F word. That I think in this context, you know, let me explain this.
Okay, do you want to? Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead, and I'll give you another loop.
Word fag or faggot has all kinds of horrible meanings, but it had other meanings in the past, and
sure.
You know how generationally people have words that, you know, mean different things and have different meanings, you know, different cultures and whatever it may be. But South Park did a really funny job at displaying what the word, you know, fag or faggot meant to them and to like our generation. When we hear the word fag, we don't think about someone who's homosexual. We think about someone who's just obnoxious or annoying or an idiot or all that kind of stuff. So when you're a kid and you're using that word, you're not thinking about hurting or, you know, like what's the, they would burn sticks, you know, like a fag. It's like a group of sticks or something.
Yeah, it was a bundle of sticks. Yeah. I mean, it's also the word for cigarette in Britain.
And what they would, they would obviously kill homosexuals for being gay, and that's what they would be referred to, and that's where the negative slur came from for homosexuals.
But they wouldn't burn them at the stake. They would burn them with the rest of the sticks for whoever they weren't burning at the stake.
Exactly.
That's what the difference was.
So that's where the slur derives from. But South Park, you know, they tried to like shed light on that, well, at least from the way I perceived it, that, okay, that word has nothing to do with being homosexual. It's actually the people who go around and rev their engines and are on motorcycles. Like, those are the people that are fags.
That's the beauty.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I agree. That's the beauty of South Park. I mean, those two guys are geniuses. Shout out. That's probably... Those dudes don't ever do podcasts and ever do anything. They will be on Biscuits and Tea, guys, just letting you know. We've got to find a way to get some. No, they're brilliant. Those two dudes are genius, and all is the satire that they do. It's the same, and I don't know that it was that, but I definitely saw an interview, and I don't know if Matt Stone or I think it's Trey Parker, right? I think that's his name as well, both those guys that do South Park. But the same goes for the word gay. Mm-hmm. As a, you know, growing up in like early 90s, calling someone gay as a kid didn't have anything even calling a person that. It was what the weirdest thing about it was, like, you could get a guy kissing his girlfriend,
exactly,
and you'd be like, that's so gay. You should say that. That's what you would say to
I used to say all the time, where you're calling one of your friends and they're like, oh, what are you doing today? I'm hanging out with my girlfriend. You're just gay.
It's so funny because it clearly doesn't make sense. So it's weird. But society moves too quick sometimes, and we can't have a discussion about how that happened, and it just happened so quickly. And then the youth take it, and like the older people are like, that doesn't mean that anymore. Yeah. You know, you can't say that.
Once I realized the history behind the word, and I was scared to say it on the podcast. Like, I was literally scared. Yeah. But like, I've never used any either gay or fag in any way towards homosexuals. It's always been some immature little adolescent, you know, story or kid, you know, thing that happened. That, like you guys said, where someone's literally doing something that's not homosexual and you're calling it gay. It's like makes no sense.
It doesn't make any sense.
Then you do run into the problem where, like, a bunch of gay people growing up also have had that used against them, in a hurtful way, even if.
Exactly. Which is why we don't say it.
Exactly.
Which is the reason, it doesn't. It's because, and that's also what's pretty important, because it's in a sense, I don't know if I'm using this, the least common denominator. Like, it's those people we tend to, society, and it's also a fault because we do this in a very poor way. Like, just hear me out on this, but like, the reason we don't use those slur, clearly gay people are not in the majority on earth or in the US or anywhere, but we don't use that as a slur because we don't want to offend them. That's a good thing from society. That's
exactly
good. It's we want that.
Yeah, and it's important that you and Tyler and me, like, we all understood that yes, we did use those words at some point in our lives early on. But when we did hear the concerns of someone else that it might hurt them, we stopped. And it's okay.
That took a while to get out of my vocab from like high school, like even early in college. Like it,
but that's the whole point.
It's always like such a reactionary, like it's just like curse words in general, just reactionary things where you just – something happens and you just
– Yeah.
Just out.
Yeah, yeah. That's the whole point. I mean, it is a – it's a weird thing that it takes so long to get out of it, but it's also because you've attached it to something that they don't. You hear the same thing for racist, like, people. Like, I think also, you guys know who Cat Williams is?
Yeah.
I know the name.
He's a black comedian. He's absolutely hilarious.
Absolutely
he's truly crazy. Absolutely.
Like fights kids. Like he's hilarious. Like he's just
I've seen that video.
He's truly nuts. He's also a genius. And also when you get him to calm down and sit and like see him in interviews, you go, okay, so you're super smart. I see what's going on here. You're super smart and you're super eccentric. So, you know, you've got both of those worlds going on and it creates this thing. But like you sit him down, you realize how he's very talented. But like he on stage and in his stand-up acts would say it wouldn't even border really. It was basically homophobic. Mm-hmm. And so he would use that in some of his big specials. And then what happened is like as the specials came on, people would start to say things. I think even Kevin Hart had his own issue with this.
Yep.
Also.
Yep.
But you know, growing up in like the black culture also as well, and like not being like, gay people weren't accepted. There's a whole you've got a whole mix of things now to deal with and all this stuff. And Kat literally on stage goes, I didn't even know I was homophobic. Like he was like, I didn't know that. He's like, I don't really have any problem with gay people, but like, I didn't know. Like, imagine that. That's how complex human society is. Like, I don't dislike gay people really, but like, I didn't know I was being homophobic.
Well, you think, I mean, he went to public school. I mean, he went to church, you know, you have all these influences telling you that that's not the right thing. You might not actually care about it, but you're being told it's not the right thing. And then there's all this culture behind these words and these things that we say. And it's okay. Well, that's where we start running into issues. But you have to have people like that go and do a live special and then say those things. And then people provide their input about, okay, that's actually crossing a line or that's offensive to me. And then he learns. And then people learn whenever we all advance. And that's the whole point, right? Like, why can't people make mistakes, admit they're made mistakes, fix it, and then move forward? Like, we have such an issue with that nowadays.
Cancel culture. Cancel them. Cancel.
Kevin Hart, that joke is, first of all, these are comedians. And I hate when people, that's the only thing I don't agree with this whole Cat Williams thing, is it's a comedic, it's theater. It's not real. It's a joke. And all people do with comedy is try to say, that's not funny. That's not funny. That's not funny. Well, humor
Don't laugh and it'll kill it. Yeah.
Obviously, the things that these comedians talk about that are serious in this area, you know, like these little very controversial jokes, like it's their way of getting through this stuff, understanding it. And, you know, if it's a really sad thing like the Holocaust, like, no, the Holocaust is not funny. But, you know, people can make jokes about it and that can be a positive thing for people. And, you know, like, I don't know how to explain.
Take some part.
South Park had a whole episode on that with 9/11, where at what point does 9/11 can become funny, or you cannot become funny, but when can you joke about it? I forget what the episode was even.
I don't know if I've seen it.
They were making towards 2011 jokes or something.
Okay. I really need to watch all the South Parks. I freaking love, but it is funny though, because If you think about 9/11 as one, how many times do people on the flip side, all our politicians and literally almost anyone, it's hard to now you want to thank people that did some great things during 9/11 or who contributed to, you know, either making things safer after, but like every speech we get talked to, they're like, and I was having a burger at McDonald's in Jacksonville, Florida, and on 9/11, then and wait a second, like you can't just say it. Everyone just says it, and like, and so now we're like in a weird place where now you can just say 9/11, and now it's paid. We can't talk about it. We can't do anything. You know, I think Bill Burr has a bit on that. Is it Bill Burr, the one where like, or maybe it's about the army?
The funniest bit on 9/11 for me is Norm Macdonald.
Maybe I don't know what he's talking about. Do you remember?
Like, there's just someone was talking. Bit, he was on a show, and it was one of those ones where they have little flashcards, and then he says, "You just a flashcard, and you have to name it or something." Mm-hmm. And one of them was like, "What's the worst name for a airline?" And he's like, "Oh, 9/11 airline was what it was." and the guy just who he's talking with just like puts his head on his face, just like, dude, you can't say that. He's like, I know, like, what a terrible name for an airline. It just makes me think of that awful tragedy. And Norm puts the card down. Yeah, this is all Norm saying this.
Okay.
And then the guy's just laughing. He's like, please just stop. And he's like, what? Like, I was walking, like, I was in Manhattan on 9/11. I was walking through blood and bones trying to find my brother. And the guy just like is dying at this point. And then he's just like dying, like hand down. And he's like, yeah, he was in Northern Canada. Like what? Just Norm. It just is. He was like, oh, he's looking for his brother. He's like, yeah, he was in Northern Canada, just talking about his brother. Just.
But this is the thing though, because like on Bill Burr's bit, it was about the military and like everyone's a hero, right? Like everybody who's served in the military is a hero. And so Bill was like, everyone? Like, did he see any action? Was he cutting potatoes? Like he starts going into that. Like how much did he do?
Yeah, yeah.
Because you wouldn't, I mean, and yeah, it's a weird thing. Yes, everybody contributes to the whole cause. I mean, like, yeah. You could look at World War II and like all the people, there's too many crazy stories of people doing things back in the U.S. in order to make sure that the machine was running well.
Yeah, women, well, you gotta have the cooks, you gotta have the chef to feed
exactly.
You know, everyone plays a part.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah, but we're glorifying, obviously, exactly. It's the people that go out with the gun, go out into this crazy thing and have to risk their lives. And so we want to, that's who we talk about. We don't talk about the other.
It's always interesting to think about it like this, too. It's like, okay, so we're playing a part in what they do as well. Like, they have to have something to protect, right? So we maintain the economy, the country, we keep things nice, and they're protecting the country. But if we weren't here keeping this up and going, then what would they be protecting? Yeah. You know, everyone plays a part.
I think our military's past protecting the U.S.
Oh, no, we're expanding.
We're not. We're protecting our interests. We're not protecting the U.S.
No. Yeah. No, no, no. Well, I mean, they're protecting it by expanding.
It's literally impossible to take over. Even if our military wasn't the size it was, you can't. How would you form a land invasion on the U.S. unless somehow.
No, it's
impossible.
No. Okay, let's think about it. I mean, the thing is, U.S. got so lucky geographically.
I know that's
and
what.
Also, with our like from the west and to the east, you got oceans. Good luck right now. Toronto and Vancouver basically aren't going to get together and start attacking anybody. Mexico is going to have to make a deal with their drug cartels in order to take on anything that's going on. Like, it's just not. It's not happening.
All of South America. You can send up every army from South America to Mexico.
Wouldn't stand a chance.
It wouldn't matter.
But see, you're talking like it's even fair, and that we have bases in all these places already.
Yeah.
All of these countries. We border everybody. Everybody. There's no. Where is the Russian military base in Mexico? Tell me where Chinese military base is. You know, in Ontario. It's not there. It doesn't exist. But I can show you where every American base is. Bordering all of those countries, everywhere within those, like so, it's tough. The best bet, I think, it's one of those scenarios you talked about last time, Tyler. It's mutually assured destruction. If you want to, you're gonna have to figure out.
That doesn't count as invading. That just counts as destroying. You need to actually invade. You have to actually set something up after. You can't just.
No one can invade. How are you gonna invade?
It's impossible. You need to find you need somewhere to land all your troops. Like, just you're gonna get destroyed on every beach. That
Jesus, could you? Is there a country out there that would, like North Korea? They talk the most shit lately. You know, could you imagine a scenario where they just said they just decided to land in San Francisco and just like
they wouldn't get past Hawaii. Pearl Harbor would destroy them.
Is there any way for them? Is there no way for a stealth invasion of America?
I don't think so.
No chance.
There's no way, huh?
I don't. I mean, with AI and all this, like, are we really gonna like, are you serious?
I'm talking, really think it through. Like a rogue group. I mean, how many do you need to cause? It's gonna get spurred out, but like, hey, it's a big country, man.
In World War II, there wasn't even really a way to do a stealth invasion. They just, like on Pearl Harbor, they just got lucky where we thought it was our own planes doing a training mission, and they just let them come in.
Pearl Harbor's a mystery. I know a little bit about that, having read a book. You're not wrong, but there's some people may have known as well.
You're saying before to give us an excuse to go in?
Exactly. There's some solid evidence because we needed to. If we're gonna get in, we need a reason. There was clearly no The consensus was we don't need to join this crazy. Europe's always at war. We don't need to deal with their stuff. Let them sort it out.
Yeah, I can see that.
But it's very possible also that we just fell asleep and, you know, we got bombed on and that's what it is. Like, I don't know, dude. I really don't.
It's crazy. The U.S., I think it's the USS Arizona. There's still oil coming up. If you go to Pearl Harbor, what? You can see oil still coming up from the ship.
What do you mean?
Like the from, like it's fuel. I guess there's the hole in it isn't that big, so you can still see oil coming up to the water from the ship.
Wow,
it's crazy,
dude. That's crazy. I don't really know where that. Like my understanding, you since you've been to Hawaii, but you haven't been to Hawaii, have you?
Nope, I don't plan on going either.
you stay in Olathe, stay in heaven. I'm gonna go to Hawaii. You can stay in Kansas.
If I'm gonna get in a plane and fly somewhere. That long, why am I gonna go to Hawaii? Are you kidding me? Get out. No,
yeah,
absolutely.
Where would you
not
go?
Anywhere else, anywhere else.
I mean,
fuck Hawaii,
Japan and
fuck Hawaii,
South Korea.
Who's well, going Japan to Hawaii, is... dude?
It's Mila far, Kunis. Dude.
It's too far.
Mila Kunis.
It's too far.
For... Wait, you say it's too far.
I'm just gonna go to LA. I'm sure you have. I'm just gonna go to LA.
Basically, go to LA. Oh my God. Yeah,
basically,
go
same
to LA.
Thing. Go to the Bahamas. Way cooler. Way cooler than Hawaii.
Not even close.
Jamaica. Way cooler than
no.
Hawaii.
Nope.
I wish I understood.
Way cooler.
Iceland. Yeah, I don't know anything about
Hawaii's
those.
Cool. No, I've never been.
Hawaii,
I was just joking.
Yeah.
It's cool. Hawaii has every climate except one. I think we went over this before, except for like subarctic is the only climate that Hawaii doesn't have.
Yeah.
Speaking of subarctic, I have been to 5 continents now. I have not been to Australia, and I've not been to Antarctica.
How come you've never been to Australia?
Because it's Australia.
It's Australia. Hey, that it is too far away. Like
we should
it
go
is
there.
Not.
We should make a trip. We should plan a trip to go to Australia.
Dude, it's
so you don't you don't want to go to Hawaii, but you want to go fly across halfway around the world to go to Australia. That's your plan?
I tell you what, though, yeah. B, we could do some sick. We could do if we did. There is a flight that I believe just opened this year. Now COVID hit, so they probably canceled all that. But it was going to go from New York, I think, to Australia, just a straight flight. I think it was the world's longest flight.
Are you serious?
I don't know how long.
Does it go over the top?
I don't know. World's longest,
or I guess flight. Under. I guess it would go on maybe.
That's nuts.
Yeah.
Dude.
Okay. It's Qantas is about to test the world's longest nonstop flight, taking passengers from New York to Australia in 20 hours.
Oh, that's all.
Ugh.
20 hours.
I don't think I want to do that, guys. I think I want to fly to like Europe, hang out for a couple days,
exactly.
Pop onto
exactly.
the plane, then go to Australia. I got to break that up.
No, why wouldn't you stop? Why wouldn't you go the other way and then you could finally go to Hawaii?
Exactly. You do.
How
go
far
to
of a flight is Australia to Hawaii?
I think it's like 9 hours.
Is it?
I don't know where Hawaii is. That's my biggest
issue. Hawaii is literally in the. It's south. It's
just on like school maps. It's just this little
there.
Thing
so Hawaii
in the corner of the page.
It's
so true.
It's like exactly midway between Japan and the West Coast,
what?
Except it's
that's
like
how far away it is. Like I don't understand that. Why is that ours? Why is America
because
have that?
Because we needed a military base.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, we need a base.
You know
it's 10 hours, by the way. Looks like Hawaii and Australia.
So it's pretty far away. You might as well if you're gonna go to Hawaii, you're basically going.
From Kansas, it's only probably a 9 hour flight, 8-9 hour
Hawaii?
Flight. Yeah,
that's Kansas? Not that. I mean, that's
it's really not that
European
much.
Flight.
Yeah, you'd get to Hawaii quicker than you would get to Europe from
we
Kansas.
We need to build a train, an underwater train that goes from the like LA, you know, right to
yeah.
Hawaii.
Why don't we have that? I'm sick of flying like this. Like, right? Wait a second. Like, we've all roughly been on Earth for 30-some-odd years, and we don't have enough. We didn't move forward enough.
Yeah.
I don't feel like we've moved forward quick enough yet.
Yeah.
Like,
flying?
Cars and trains, and I need a faster. I know the military has, what was it called? They had a jet. Aurora. Aurora space. It's still military.
But we like, had the Concorde.
The Concorde? How fast is the Concorde?
The Concorde could get to Europe, I think, in like 2.5 hours from New York.
Like, think about that. That is absolutely insane. We're all in this world that we have. It takes us 10 hours or 12 hours to get to Europe. And there's other people out there that can just get to Europe in 2 hours.
No, 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 no. This used to be. They discontinued it.
Do you want to hear it? All right. So a normal subsonic service took around 7 to 8 hours to fly from London to New York. But Concorde's average flight time is 3 hours and 30 minutes, but can be slightly longer if the aircraft needs to hold before landing at the local airports. So yeah, 3 hours and 30 minutes.
That'd be awesome.
How long it takes me to get to Des Moines, Iowa, dude?
Yeah. See, I'm not satisfied. Like, we need to start calling out inventors and like, you wanted to talk about inventing and like, we're basically done here today, but like, no, somebody get on this. Stop making me take 7 to 8 hour flights in a little tin can and get me there faster. Can we not call on these inventors? Are they slacking?
Is there really not a way, like for COVID, for the example of COVID, we can't fly because of a virus. Is there really not something we can do in our planes so we can still travel and not pass it? Is there really nothing we can do? We can only sit in these shitty chairs. Like, what is going on?
I know. Somebody stop pushing. I feel like we got lazy or push.
Someone, this is exactly what like Will, like just like as we close this out, like for example, Gymshark. They came out, they got their workout stuff. It's, you know, it's like other people, but they did something really well with their marketing and now they have Gymshark. So Gymshark does well. And then now I go on Instagram. If you follow Gymshark, you obviously get spit a bunch of ads from other different kinds of apparel companies. And I came across a company called Dry Duck.
Dry Duck. What's this? Dry Duck.
You want to know why it's called Dry Duck?
Do you know? Do you know this?
I don't know the company. I know why it's called that, though. It's because ducks they have oil on their skin. So if you ever drop water on an actual duck feather, it will form like individual droplets and just slide off. So they actually don't get wet.
What?
Wow.
So do ducks go underwater?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they'll like dive down. They'll be like swimming on top of the water, then they'll like dive down to go find some fish or bugs or whatever they're looking for.
Wow.
Yeah, basically there's all these companies that just are they're naming their thing after an animal and then just throwing some other thing into it. And I can't find the other one I saw on Instagram yesterday, but there's like 4 or 5 companies now that are on the same premise of Gymshark. And it's just like one person has a good idea and then a bunch of people just copy it. And that's literally it. That's America.
Yeah, that's not innovative. I mean, you're right.
What would you guys think of an airline or if they offered flights where you could only go on it if you had carry-on luggage and then they would make them more spacious or you could even have like a double-decker plane since you wouldn't need anywhere for the cargo underneath?
Flights. That's it? Yeah, you could just only carry-on, no...
Only carry-on.
How far are you
I don't know. See, that's where that far into this plan.
What if you had an airline, Gularemy Airlines, and no carry-on? You bring yourself, your cell phone, and nothing. And included in your ticket, you get a credit card. And when you land,
boom,
you get to go buy clothes, whatever.
I got you. I got you one more. I got you one better. Gularemy being what it is, you come on. Yeah, just like you said. No, nothing. You bring nothing on this flight. So we've already taken care of security.
Yep.
Maybe even people only can wear one article of clothing. Like, we're not even going to have metal detectors. We can just already see that shit. We're good.
Yep.
No credit card, B. We're going to sponsor our flights. So Chipotle is going to bring food. We're going to have Gymshark give you your workout clothes ready in a nice little. Yep. So everything is set for you when you land. Mm-hmm. Boom. Right there. You throw it in the bin or whatever, the wash. Maybe we
do something, whatever.
We give it away or we give it to, you know, we donate that shit. You get back on the flight and you get back to your house. We got this little special. We've washed your car for you. We washed your dog. We cleaned your house. We're full service. We took your significant other. It was a guy or a girl. We got him a makeover. While you were gone,
trained your kids.
You just replaced them. You just upgraded them. You have a new.
We upgrade your kids. Your kids passing math class now.
It's like what's the show that's really popular? Queer Eye. It's like Queer Eye, but like times 15.
Okay, I don't know the show. I see a bunch of references. I obviously know when I see, when I hear it in pop culture. I just I don't know what it is. I don't know.
Yeah, they actually came to Kansas City and filmed a couple seasons in Kansas City. But it's an idea that was obviously copied by America. Once again, great segue into this. But it was done in other countries, and it's just a group of gay guys that go to someone's home that basically a family member or friend will nominate them as somebody who needs to take care of themselves better, dress better, you know, better makeup, you know, self-discovery and how to cook. And they just take someone who's an idiot and has no fashion or food or any of that kind of stuff. And they basically come in and they're specialists and they help them be more fabulous than whatever.
Yeah, yeah. It's kind of a makeover. Like they start them up at the beginning and then by the end they're looking like they're transform into David Beckham, George Clooney. Denzel Washington looking guy. Okay.
Do they check up on them later? Or do they just, you know, they all just revert right back to what they were doing like a few weeks later?
80 pounds, friggin' hairs all over the place.
Yeah. It's not sustainable. You know, I don't think that you can just have five people come in and just tell you to change your whole house and the way you dress and the way you think. And then a week later, just your whole life is just like what I would love to just create a series on following up with all the people who are part of those shows.
they're all miserable now. They're all in debt and jail and
I love watching Kitchen Nightmares with Gordon Ramsay, where he goes in to fix a bunch of restaurants and he'll go fix it, and you have Gordon Ramsay, like the greatest chef arguably like in the world, come in, tell them all the stuff they should do, then we'll come back a month later and the menu's back to what it was before. And they're doing what they were doing before. Just like, what
he's
are
the
you
one
guys
that freaks out, right? Is he the dude that freaks out at people?
Yeah.
He has two personalities now. He has one personality where he's freaking out, and then he has this other personality, which I think is more of his forward-facing brand now, of just being a really cool dude, loves to cook, likes to joke around, likes to do social media content, you know, doing master classes.
He's really chill. He's just very demanding. He's like a coach. Like you got those coaches that are really cool off the field, and then they're just on the field. They're just out of control.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't buy into the idea that he's like that. I think he's acting. Like that's just his TV show. That's what he's.
Which one Hell's is the Kitchen. Actor? My question.
Hell's Kitchen is the actor, because I watch a lot of his cooking stuff on the UK. That's America. Mm. That's his American personality, Tyler. That's all America people. Love to see the drama and people getting screamed at, and that's what people. He's not like that when he's working with, you know, doing his main cooking channels that's more popular in the UK and like that kind of stuff.
Yeah, but his cooking channels are still. I think Hell's Kitchen is actually to give someone a job to work in one of his restaurants.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So he is a little more. He definitely does do it, but I think he actually does get really when he's actually
not
trying
any
to
more demanding than any of my college soccer coaches, though.
See, but I actually think the way to fix the people that are people need to. You guys out there, you guys need to consult with us if you want these shows to actually change people's lives. Because what you do is you need a little Gordon Ramsay coach. CB, once you go in there, or once you have what's the name of the show? The Queer Eye.
Yeah, Queer Eye.
Is it called?
Yeah, yeah.
Queer Eye. So once you do that, what you got to do, and everybody on Queer Eye is gay.
Yep.
All the those dudes. Yep. So what you do is once you're done, is that you've got your gay interns, and you leave those guys at the house.
They just live there
to make sure for 2 weeks or 3 weeks until we like habits form over time. You don't just do something in 3 days and then just like do it. So we're gonna leave. You know, we're gonna leave Queer Eye interns at your house. And they're going to make sure. Or if it's a workout show, we're going to leave the military boot camp officer in your house.
If we're doing that, why don't you bring them to you, like a drug rehab place where you bring them to a resort to fix everything?
I can tell you why. Because they're going to return to their natural habitat and they're not going to have that habit formed there. So we got to go to where you live, where you feel most comfortable, and form the habits there. So you start to associate good workout, good fashion, all that stuff at your home, where you're at, and we'll change your life.
While they're in the rehab, we can fix their house to look exactly like the rooms in the rehab house, and then we can actually have a double show where it's the home makeover.
That's like a Truman Show. Like, was that a Truman Show? Like, where he thinks he's He doesn't know he's in a TV.
I thought that was my life as a kid. I thought that everything was planned and acted out. I was very paranoid as a kid. Like, I thought that, like, when I was watching Oprah, like, at my grandparents, like, during the day, like, that they were just, like, doing that for me.
Wow.
And I thought that I was, like, part of this big, like, thing. And, like, everyone was in on it. And, like, that I didn't know. I literally thought this when I was, like, kindergarten. I remember explaining it to my mom and her, she being like, what are you talking about? And then I saw the Truman Show and I was like, that's exactly what I'm talking about. That's what I felt my whole life.
Yeah. Wow. Could you imagine that could still be true? It just could be bigger in a different, like, I don't know.
This is South Park has another episode on this where the world is just a big reality TV show.
Aliens,
where every species is actually from a different planet. Like, there's a whole zebra planet. There's a whole giraffe planet. There's a whole human. There's like an Asian planet, a black. And then they just threw them all into one. And it's just a TV show for.
What if. Would you care if that was true? No. Well, I mean, you can't do much about it.
No. Yeah. I mean, if that's it, then I think that's kind of just what life is, right? You're just kind of thrown into this thing that you weren't asked to be thrown into. And you just got to figure it out. And then you're going to die at some point.
And then you're going to die. This is life. Yeah. Well, I don't know. I mean, because if it was a TV show, wouldn't you want to mess with the producers and stuff like that? You start doing things like.
I don't think it would work. I don't think it'd work on an individual. I think they're looking more for big things. So
are they tuning into Biscuits and Tea because like three humans are together?
No, they're probably watching the U.S. like tear itself apart after they injected a little corona into the system of everything.
I think it's a blood sport. I think that like really smart people are messing with the world as sport. Because you think about like back in the day, like in the 1800s, I have a boxer. I was trying to figure out like why are boxers like standing on their hind legs and like, you know, why is my puppy doing the punching? Like, why are they called this? Looking at the history, obviously like these dogs were bred back in the 1800s in the UK for blood sport, and they would literally like kill bulls. They would take these bulls and they would like piss them off by putting pepper in their nose and like whatever to piss off a bull, and they'd let them go in these like neighborhoods or like wherever people would meet. And these boxers, they would let them loose like one by one, and either the bull would, you know, kill the dog or knock it off or whatever, or this boxer would kill the bull. And I'm just like, holy crap. Okay, so if that's something that like entertained people on mass scale and it was widely accepted until animal cruelty and things like that became part of our culture, what is the like, what's going on right now with us? Like, is there a blood sport on a global scale or like?
So you think it's like the most dangerous game?
What?
Remy, I'm sure you're familiar with that. What? That short story, The Most Dangerous Game.
Oh, I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah.
I think I kind of have an
idea. It's
one
where this dude he lives on this island and it's pretty treacherous for ships. So a lot of times ships will sink and people will come over to his island and then he'll invite them into his house, let them eat, and be like, okay, I'm going to hunt you. If you survive 3 days, you can go free. If not, I'm going to kill you. And then he lets them go run off into the woods, and he gets an hour in advance, and he spends the next – it's only like a 15-page story, and then he'll spend the 3 days trying to hunt the person and try to kill him.
Those stories are ridiculous. I mean, some version of that is definitely true. There's definitely been people the idea that there's not humans out there, I'm sure you could even find proper stories. There are humans out here who have hunted other humans. For sure.
Yeah, I mean, the whole point was this guy was a super, like a very good hunter, and he got bored of hunting all these animals, and he wants a challenge.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so yeah, maybe one this time, next time two, maybe bring three or four of them, so on and so forth. Can you imagine that the fact that the Colosseum in Rome, that was a thing?
Did you know what they used to do with animals in there? They used to fight giraffes and they used to bring in the craziest. They would actually just bring in animals from all over and not even really fight them, just slaughter. They would just have a giraffe and someone would just go kill a giraffe, and that was just
part of it.
It would just be entertainment, just bring in these weird exotic animals, someone would just go up and go kill them, and then
it's insane. That was okay. And everybody would get together. Can you guys imagine? You know, it wasn't that long ago that the last beheading, I think it was the last, you guys know the guillotine, famous in France for you know, chopping off someone's head, just a thing that comes down. The last public execution of it was actually filmed. You can see it. You can watch it.
Oh my god!
So it wasn't that long ago, dude.
Oh my god! I mean, it's,
yeah, it's, you can see it.
Outside of like its aesthetics, it's proven that that's a much more humane way of killing people than lethal injection.
Well, I'm sure. Well, yeah. Well, you can't feel, right? Is that the issue with lethal injection? Is that
lethal injection takes like 5 minutes or something of you just slowly being poisoned.
Poisoned. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Oof. I don't, yeah. At least with when you get your head chopped off, it's just like boom, you're done.
Dude. Yeah, you're just.
You guys, you never seen all those studies where they're trying to.
They said you get like 10 seconds or something.
Yeah, they were always trying to. There's stories of guys. Oh man, of people being able to talk for. I don't know. One guy was able to talk for like. I don't know how long, 20 seconds or something after his head was decapitated.
What?
Some crazy stuff.
Yeah, they were,
Google, you got to see some of those.
I didn't hear
some stories, dude.
I didn't hear about the talking one. I've heard of people saying like, okay, we're going to like, I guess you're being killed for whatever reason. Like, okay, try to blink as many times as possible after. And they would try to see like how long they could blink for.
It would suck to be one of these people that are part of the study.
Well, I think they're being executed, and maybe they were. They
I know,
would
but
say
I'm not going to agree to do that. Money. Fuck you guys.
If you, if you're
assholes.
If you're some peasant, and they're saying, okay, we'll give your family some gold coins. We're killing you for stealing that loaf of bread, and your family's going to starve. But if you do this little thing after, we're going to kill you anyways. Try to
based
blink as many times
what?
As possible.
I'm not going to know if you did it or not.
Yeah, based on the culture, it's going to be part of that time, though. You know, this whole honor culture, complete different thing. Maybe back then, maybe you're convinced that the king is a loyal.
Yeah, they could write a contract. You know,
you probably would have heard of someone else too. Like your neighbor probably got beheaded a month earlier for
exactly
for tripping somebody.
Christ, I need to update the record real quick. I feel bad.
What's that
for Dry Duck? Yeah. I feel bad about Dry Duck. Dry Duck was founded. In 2003, and Gymshark was founded in 2013, I think, is what I saw. But
ooh,
Dry Duck was
Gymshark is the culprit.
So I think people have been copying Dry Duck. They just like take
correct the record. I'd like to correct the record. It looks like we've got Wet Turtle. They came out in 1999. So it appears that Dry Duck has actually been copied. There's probably something like this, dude, for like 60 years. It's like music. You're like, damn, that's a sick beat. And they're like, you know, that's Stevie Wonder, right? Like, not
that's going to start happening more and more because people are taking samples and, you know, all that kind of stuff. I mean, I think it's a good thing. Obviously, everyone's inspired by something else. But I feel like I was on Instagram yesterday. And I was just going through and I just kept seeing like Wet Turtle, Dry Duck, Gymshark, like, you know, Cat Sock. Or, you know, it's like I literally this is like nonstop of these like little niche brands or people probably that just like this animal who've liked pages of this animal and then like apparel brands. And then someone was like, okay, this person likes cats. Yeah. They like high end socks. Cat Sock.
And you're getting all those, obviously, because you're within the whole sport community and sport world, obviously. But I'm just going to go ahead and say, I don't care what you cannot. This is one of those things. I guess this could be almost like a religion to me. You are listening to my conversations. If I say something, Apple, iPhone, or whatever, and I get an ad later on for whatever it is, you know, not Dry Duck now because I clicked on it. But if I get like a Wet Turtle, like, you know, ad later, I didn't type anything about turtles. I didn't do it. But if it's like, here, you can bathe your turtle at our zoo and like in all this thing. I know they're listening. I know it.
This just happened with us like yesterday where they are, you and Masha were trying to teach me something in Croatian and Masha's phone gives her a learn Croatian ad. Her phone gives someone who knows how to speak fluent Croatian as their native tongue a learn Croatian ad.
Learn Croatian. That stuff happens all the time, dude. All the time. All the time. And I'm telling you, right now, we sound crazy. And then all that's going to happen is in 10 years, Google's going to go, sorry. No.
There was a bug in the system.
Yeah, we couldn't do it, but I guess we could. Sorry. So check out this new virtual reality cat.
Like, so anyways.
And they're like, oh, we'll all go, oh my God, no way. Like the giraffe can actually fly. And like, we'll just look at it and go la 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 la, and they'll do the next thing.
Yeah,
that's what we do.
Yep,
absolutely insane. So,
I think we're on to something right about bathing turtles, though. I just sent you a little article.
Oh, okay, all right. Well, is there a turtle bathing? Can you bathe a turtle?
Yes,
bull baiting. I mean, I guess you could bathe a turtle. I don't see anything why. Well, now I've clicked on it, B. So now we're not going to find out whether or not.
Where did you send this?
Bathing companies, you know, aggressive turtle bath. This is the perfect place to end. Obviously, we've gone so far off where I don't even know. Thank God this is biscuit.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's good. I think it's healthy for us just to get all of the random thoughts organized.
Yeah.
I can start my.
I wouldn't really call it organized, but it's like down on sort of understanding.
Every time we end this, I feel like we discovered answers to things.
Yeah.
What did we discover, Will? Can you just recap real quick? Can you just tell us what we discovered today?
Yeah, let me get you. Go ahead and start off. Did we not start with pilots, or was that before? That was pre-air. Because you never actually told us, Tyler. We've gone ahead and discovered COVID. We sorted out what was going on with COVID. We sorted out why it was being politicized. We sorted out the Vatican inside, you know, the library. We sorted out Concorde can fly, essentially, basically too quick. We sorted out the Kansas City is one of the greatest places on earth and why Washington and everybody that settled there was just basically, you know, riding off, letting it ride off the Queen of England.
Yeah, just
right?
Ride, really.
Just letting that ride. We discovered how far it was from Australia to Hawaii, 9 hours. I mean, I could be missing a few more things. The Crusades.
Well, the airplane guillotine. One was actually, we discovered that airplanes have been slacking, or transportation's been slacking was really what.
That's a true thing.
We talked about different word usages and, you know, talking about how you know, words can be have different meanings and how you can learn from how they can be hurtful and then evolve us to a better person and then it not be a huge issue.
So this show, Tyler, is pretty scholarly. I mean,
bathing turtles. Like, I don't know what else you want.
I
want
to talk about the banana plant turtles. Real quick.
Yeah, I haven't learned anything about
bathing
turtles.
We got a banana
turtles.
Plant. You see this? It's a plant and it looks like bananas. That is bananas. That's my new.
So it's not
go
ahead and
it's not a banana tree.
Let's go ahead and send this link for the podcast into Harvard. See if they want to give us any honorary degrees, or see if, you know, maybe Yale. We'll put them both against each other, maybe, because I mean they're both going to be fighting over trying to get us into the school. Obviously, now.
Honestly, I'd rather go over to Stanford.
Yeah, you're right. That's.
I feel like Yale and Harvard kind of ride off of their name a bit too much.
They maybe see. Maybe they're slacking too. Honestly,
I think they're slacking. I think Stanford's they might the way
be. To go. It's that might be. Yeah, that might be the way to do it.
So we always get to this point of the show where we're like, we want to keep talking a little bit, but it should end. I think we should have a end of show, like we're going to end the show on a question. And
extra
Tyler,
time?
Yeah, we'll call it extra time. And Tyler or someone for today, I think should be Tyler, answers a question and then we end it. So
do you have a question for him?
Today's extra time question. Why do pilots talk the way they talk? When we talked about, you know, last show about they have the
we got the southwest winds coming in at 35 miles per hour.
Yeah, thanks, Bill. I'm gonna go ahead and so let you guys know we got 68 degrees Fahrenheit. Just go ahead and hold on. It's like co-pilot Tyler, just we need to update the staff on everything. Let's go ahead and bring it in at 45 breaker.
Make sure you got your seatbelt fastened. If you see the overhead
emergency brakes on.
Yeah, okay.
Why do they do that, Tyler?
Okay, yeah. Tell
us. So I don't have the reason for why that's actually the way they decided to do it. But
you literally said before the show that you knew.
So I know. Let me just explain. The reason why they do that is because, and they teach them to do that, is because they want them all talking the exact same way, no matter where they are. So when they talk to air control from different countries, wherever it is, they all have the same speech pattern. They all have the same language. They all have the same tone, so that it's easier to So it's easier for them to understand. So you don't have to worry about not like misunderstanding what they're saying. But I don't know why they chose that specific way of talking. But that's the
bullshit.
That's why they all talk like that.
I'm calling bullshit. Get a pilot on. I'm calling bullshit.
We need a pilot. Yeah. Of all the things that we've just said, and I just want to run down our guest list right now. And we need a more concentrated effort. We need a doctor from the COVID superstars at least.
We're never getting a doctor. They're off in the woods.
They are, yeah, okay, yeah, but we need a doctor, a biologist or a wildlife specialist.
Yes,
a cannibal. Tyler's wanted a cannibal on. I want to repeat that. Somehow we're supposed to get a cannibal on the show. A pilot.
We need a pilot.
Yeah, we need a pilot because pilots can have some crazy stories too. We can talk about like UFOs and all sorts of weird stuff too.
I might know someone. You went to high school.
A pilot. Like what kind of? Do you want to name him, or?
I think his name's I should know his name. I think his name's Quentin.
Astronaut. It's another one.
Oh, Quentin. No, crap. Oh. I haven't talked to him in a long time.
Astronaut. Yeah, thanks, Tyler. Astronaut's astronaut. You're right. Yeah, astronaut.
God, what is his name?
Yeah, yeah.
I would really like a UFC fighter. I want someone who's just like job is just to beat their sport is just beating the shit out of somebody.
I know one that's huge. I know someone who wanted to introduce me to a very famous UFC.
That blows my mind, that whole sport.
Those guys?
Yeah, those guys are nuts.
They are crazy. Yeah, training for that. I would love to talk to them just about training in general. All their stuff is just really cool, like the way
Could you imagine you just play like one game a year?
Wow.
You just get one game a year, and if you get knocked out in the first 5 seconds, like, see you next year. Like, it's crazy. Wow.
Cool and not cool at the same time.
I would not be about it.
No. I don't know how much they're sparring and all their other stuff, like how much fun that is, how many like mini quasi fights, but it's not the game. So you're just kind of like, I don't know. Oh, those are some pretty good guests. Like if we could start lining that up, you know, I'd say we're in good. Yeah. Let's go hard in the paint on this and get a couple people in. We'll maybe get an engineer in here to start building the weather dome as well.
Yeah.
See if we can't.
We need to make that happen. I think we can make All American. We need to just purchase it and make that the weather dome.
Just buy an indoor facility, just make it turn it into. What are you guys doing with all those electric cords? Well, we need the lightning. We're going to have lightning. Yeah.
You think we can maybe not lightning, but we could get like one of the just a giant the little static balls. You know those huge domes.
All lightning?
No, like the static where they have the guy in the metal domes and it has all the purple lightning.
Yeah,
flying
yeah,
around.
Or like shoots out. Yeah, yeah. Like no matter where you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Those would be cool. I feel like for the people that don't know what's going on, Weather Dome. I don't know, Biscuits and T6. I think we created the world's best sport. It is. Quite possibly one of the world's greatest sports.
It would be the greatest reality TV show / entertainment ever.
Yeah.
The world's best athletes having to do what they normally do, but just throw them in a hurricane.
Exactly.
Make it happen.
Ice storm. Boom. Tornado. Hurricane-like winds. Lightning strikes.
Yep. Water cannons aimed by the...
Water rapids. Sinking.
The field just floods. You just flood the field for like a certain period.
Who is insuring the sport? Like, what company is going to? Are we going to get insurance?
You got to go Allstate. You got to be in good hands.
Yeah. Allstate, hit us up. We're going to definitely need some.
Whoever it is, we're going to bankrupt them on like the first episode.
No, the first episode, 6 people would die. Yeah, so. That's not happening. They would sue everyone. No, they'd have to sign the forms, though.
No, that's what I'm saying. We'll bankrupt whatever insurance company it is on the first one.
Yeah. All these payout to the families and stuff like that. The Weather Dome.
That's what makes it what it is, though.
Yeah, exactly.
Without that, it's just another sport. This is the Weather Dome. It's an honor to be asked to go to the Weather Dome and compete.
Can we get it to be like a public government sanctioned thing? And then if someone dies, like they can just pay out through taxes?
No, maybe we just take you a little further. Like anybody who's on death row can opt in to go play so in the weather dome.
We're gonna jump into this moral ground now.
Yeah, we're back here again. It's like, well, I mean, you guys can you can read and study for the rest of your life, or you can go play in the weather dome, and and maybe if you're a champion, we'll give you a chance at parole.
Yeah,
so, like, restricted parole. I mean, these people that probably murdered people if they're on death row. You know,
I love how you're talking about how crazy the gladiators was, and now you're just we're just going the exact same.
That's exactly what they did. But no, prisoners. No,
but we got a ball involved, so it's different. There's a ball.
No, it's fine. And they're not trying to kill each other. We just don't.
It might happen. It's okay. It might happen. Yeah. We're not encouraging it. It's not part of the sport.
No. Could you imagine? Sorry, just a last thing. Could you imagine that emperor out here? Is that true? The thumbs down, thumbs up, like everyone would cheer and the guy would hold the knife over his head and he would look up at the emperor and he would just go like this to salvage his life or to cut his head off. I don't know if that's real.
And then they do that and they just like go like eat dinner after that with their kids and it's just like a normal day. Like,
I guess. Everybody,
How'd you like the game, Johnny?
Yeah. Well, the same with public executions. It wasn't that long ago. Like we all have relatives like not that far off. Yeah. They were just cutting people, hanging people in the middle of the town square.
What a crazy...
Which I think public executions still happen here, by the way, on Earth. So.
Well.
Well, great biscuits and tea, everyone.
Have a good weekend. Have a good week.
Have a great
whenever
weekend.
You're listening to this.
Clean your turtle. Bathe your turtle.
Keep your turtle dry. keep your ducks dry.
All right, last. I'll give you this one, guys, as a last one. The last public execution in the United States occurred in what year?
1907.
You say 1907?
Yeah, that's what he said, 1907.
I'm guessing it was... I'm going to go into the 50s and think that some spy got executed during World War II.
Oh, wow, that's not a bad... The last public execution in the United States occurred in 1936.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So if you that's it. I don't know what he did, but 1936. It's just not long ago.
All those 1936. That's like such a weird the 30s.
Depression?
Was that I thought that was like the 22.
I think we were getting out of the depression. I don't know that it wasn't the heart of the depression. I think we were getting out of the depression. Let's see, the World War was gearing up.
Not for us, though.
No, but yeah. All right, Biscuits and Tea, subscribe.
Yep.
Do all the rest of that stuff. Check it out. And I guess we'll see you later. Biscuits and B&T Boys, what do we call this? What are we calling our?
B&T Boys.
The Bad Tea Boys. I thought we were the Bad Tea Boys.
The Bad Tea Boys bad and tea the boy? Tea Party.
They're just going to have a few names for now. We'll have like ultras, little cliques of fans that like don't like each other. I'm a B&T boy. I'm the bad boy tea party or whatever. It's like they're at war with them. Okay. All right. Let's cut this shit. All right. Later, people.